Senator Mark Begich has joined a coalition of moderate Senate Democrats. They'll meet biweekly to talk strategy and ideas, but Begich says they won't be bound to vote as a group.
It's just a group that can get together without, you know, certain commitments or ties or requirements to talk about issues that we may find ourselves in common ground with because we're different Democrats. That's the only way I can explain it.
The group is being led by Democratic Senators Evan Bayh of Indiana, Delaware's Tom Carper, and Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas. Begich says it includes six freshmen.
And I think that's because the freshmen today that got elected, when I said this cycle, got elected are more moderate than the freshmen before and the freshmen before. The trend lines for Democrats have been moving more moderate as these freshmen have been elected.
Begich is one of few Westerners in the coalition, though, and some of his allies in the Democratic Party are not in the group, like Virginian Jim Webb and John Tester of Montana, both of whom have agreed with Begich on issues like gun rights. He says the moderate coalition will focus on issues such as the upcoming budget negotiations, reducing the deficit, energy policy, health care, and education. He says they came together when the president's economic stimulus package was stuck. The initial group of moderate Democrats met with a handful of Republicans to get it moving forward toward passage. Begich says he hasn't gotten any negative feedback from Democratic Party leaders about joining the moderate group.
They haven't yelled at me, so I mean that's a good sign. I think they recognize the diversity in the overall Democratic caucus, and you know I've made it very, you know, like people have asked me, is this, you know, pushing against leadership? Absolutely not. What our goal is to help get things done.
Begich differs from President Obama and some of the Senate's leading Democrats on issues including oil and gas development and gun control.